It's the ticket's first ever swimsuit edition of the all-new and improved Coors Light Guy's Guide. Be the first one in your posse to get one at the release party with the Hardline this Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Flying Saucer in Fort Worth. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tomorrow we're going to be out at Hooters in the West End. And then Thursday we're going to be out at Sundance Square, the Flying Saucer. That is in crazy Fort Worth. We're going to be rolling out a brand new guy's guide that day. And that will be the guy's guide rollout party over in the Town of the Cow. So join us for the presentation of the Flying Saucer. Sundance Square in wonderful downtown Fort Worth from 3 until 7.
The Coors Light guy's guide swimsuit edition.
Yes.
They did a terrific job with this. This is a great, great edition.
So join us in Fort Worth this Thursday for that.
I need to make a very special birthday shout out.
Well, okay. You missed that. You're about 3 hours late.
I didn't want to do it with those idiots.
Wow.
Excuse me. Our teammates.
All right. Whose birthday is it?
It is my mother's birthday.
Oh, really?
All right.
The 13th. It's Marilyn's birthday.
Marilyn's birthday. Well, happy birthday, Marilyn.
Yes, and if you're listening, turn it off.
So the same mother that hand-printed that note back in the day, what's next, Corby?
Right. She is the author of that note.
So we've got
to... And we're still waiting for the answer to that question, aren't we?
Yeah, kind of.
So we're all busy tonight. So you can't take your mom out on her birthday?
No, I'm going to take her tomorrow, actually.
Oh, really?
Where are you going?
Why don't you invite her to come along tonight?
I think she has very limited interest in the Dallas Observer Music Awards.
Which is where we're bound tonight.
Did you give her the option? Perhaps she wanted to come.
I didn't give her the option, no.
She just might like to be asked. Right, Greg?
Yeah.
Mike?
I asked my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
She told me she'd let me know.
She said she'll meet you there.
Say she was too busy listening to Gary Prather, or what's that?
Bill Gaither. Bill Gaither.
Yeah. The latest Bill Gaither CD. Is he up for an award?
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, Corby's mom.
Yes. Happy birthday, mother.
All right, now let's
turn it off.
Now turn it off.
Let's turn our attention now to the goings-on tonight.
Kick it.
Where we will be down at the Gypsy Tea Room for the Dallas Observer Music Awards. This is a collection of the literati, the cognoscenti of the Dallas music scene. They will all be there tonight. All of them only marginally interested in whatever might be going on at the time, but very interested.
You guys do.
Seeing who else is there and being seen.
I love doing this every year.
You guys do go over kind of like a fart in church, though.
We do. Nobody knows. They don't know who we are. They have no idea who we are. They're not interested.
Well, I didn't think we went over bad last year.
They may know you a little bit more now, Grego, since you are an official time waster. You sang, and some people recognize
you. That's right.
We'll find out.
You're now a musician.
Let me tell you something.
You know what? You know the reason I like to go?
Free booze?
That and free food.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have my own little contest going on who is the drunkest between these three people.
Okay.
Zach Crane, Robert Wolanski, or Eric Celeste. That's my own personal little contest I have going. Last year it was a draw. They were all sloshed.
Give me Zach Crane.
I will second that nomination.
He's always a player in that.
Boy, why do these guys...
But how can you bet against Wolanski?
You know, Wolanski is the big dick of the Observer. You realize he hadn't had a vacation in like 12 years because he just thrives off
I love to work.
Writing and doing that crap that he does.
And drink.
It's not crap.
I admire that.
Well, I'm not saying it's crap, but crap is a euphemism for...
He likes to apply his craft.
I guess.
I don't see anything wrong with that. That's good.
Well, I want to play poker and drink.
He needs a vacation.
Well, if he doesn't want one...
Look what it's done to his hair. It's gone.
Yeah, that's true.
His hair is gone.
That's true. It did cost him all of his hair.
Well, that'll be. It's always a fun night. I love going down there.
Yeah, I like this too. Even though I have tension with somebody just about every year there.
Yeah, what did you called out the guy for the back in black?
Yeah, this is where we had the uncomfortable interfacing with the guy from the AC/DC cover band Back in Black. And I made him so mad that he punched out a wall and then quit the band the next week.
We're up there giving the award for best cover band, and Reiner's rifling through all of them. Blowasis, Back in Black, a tribute to AC/DC. Well, that's got to suck.
Well, that just sent him over the edge.
So the guy came looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? You and I were standing on the stairwell.
Yeah. Hey, I was walking up. I didn't even know what was going on. I was walking up the stairs, and I heard some sort of commotion. I kind of turned and looked back over my shoulder and saw some guy being pushed away from there. And then a few minutes later, somebody comes upstairs and said, man, that guy was after you.
Trying to fight you.
Yeah, that was the singer of Back in Black, and he's after me.
That is so wonderful.
Oh, it is. And then the fallout from that is that there was an ensuing fight within that band, and I guess they broke up like the next week, and the singer moved to New York, and it was just you broke up the band.
But they're all back together now, so.
Yeah, but that was all.
I guess it's all good.
Very, very calculated maneuver by Rhines. He breaks up one cover band and starts another.
That's true.
Right. That's right.
Sounds pretty smart to me.
I was trying to create a hole in the market there.
Maybe you're now a little more sympathetic towards the cover band.
That's right.
That you're in one.
No, I'm very sympathetic towards the cover band. But the cover band is not what this night is all about.
Give an award for that.
Well, yeah, they'll give an award for that. But what this night is all about is sort of. And all that implies. Now, how many things are you guys up for tonight?
I don't know. A few? Five? Oh,
okay,
six.
You're
shut
not,
up, Danny.
Okay, you're not going to
really
downplay
you know what?
Danny.
Okay, here's the deal. You know what? That's like asking Hank Aaron how many home runs he hit. He can rattle it off immediately.
All right,
Danny
let
knows
me try.
Exactly
I
how
don't
many.
Know, I don't know exactly, but I'll try.
He knows that it's
I believe
five
it's
or six.
Best act overall, best pop act, best singer, guitarist,
bass player.
And bass player.
That's five.
And songwriter, maybe.
What about drummer?
No, he didn't make the cut.
Boy, how bad must he be?
Yeah, well, he didn't have a radio show, Greg.
That's a good point.
Hey, Danny does not let those two cross. He doesn't do that. I got to take up for Danny here.
I'm very excited. Now, you realize that if Danny wins, and I hope you have this written down, because if you don't, you got about 8 minutes to write it down. He has to give, this was his pledge, because he did lobby on the air to win best bass player. He has to walk up there, and the people he has to thank are the exact same people that Eminem thanked when he won, Cool G Rap.
Jay-Z,
yes.
Beastie Boys.
This is his acceptance speech.
Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap, Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Dr. Dre, all the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy.
In that order. And you have to do Cool G Rap twice because somehow that got
in
there
cool
twice.
How did Cool G Rap get it there twice?
I don't know.
It's a poor edit.
Very helpful.
Is it Cool G or Coochie?
I don't know, but you have to figure that out. And that better be, I will kill you if that's not your acceptance.
Well, I don't think that I won.
Well, he will not do that.
Well, how do you know?
Why wouldn't you? You said you would do that.
You know why I won't
do that? I'm just telling you, I don't think that I won.
Well, write it down.
How do you know?
Because
how do you
minute,
know that?
Because the minute Danny walks into the Gypsy Tea Room, he turns into another person.
Right.
He turns into Band Danny. Not Funny Danny with all the fart jokes and all that. He turns into cool, what is it, knowing and
gnarly and sly.
Right. He turns into that guy. Like, he won't even speak to us tonight, Ron.
Oh, I know.
Because he doesn't know.
I mean, hey, that's cool.
That
that's
is cool. Such cool.
Believe me, I understand that.
Being in band now?
I don't understand.
Well, hey, you opened up for Kansas, man. I mean, hell.
That's right.
Yeah, what's going on?
Who needs Grego?
So are you going to do it or not if you win?
If I win, I'll do it, but I guarantee you I did not win.
How do you know?
Because there's something.
Do you know for a fact you didn't win?
I don't know for a fact, but usually when these things go down, the winners. See, the thing is the issue comes out tomorrow. That's going to announce all the winners and have a write-up on them and a photo, a brand-new original photograph taken of them. And I haven't gotten any phone call for an interview or a photo op or anything, and neither has anybody
take
else.
Maybe something on file.
Yeah.
You think?
They've got pictures of you on file. And maybe that, maybe me and Ryan are going to give away that award for the best bases. And even if it's not you, maybe we'll just call your name.
Yeah,
what are they,
we'll
they going to do?
We'll pull a Jack Palance at the Academy Awards and read the wrong name.
Do I have to do one-armed push-ups?
Wouldn't hurt.
Probably could.
Okay.
Wow, okay, Mr. In-Shape Man.
This night is also a night for fellow time-waster Carter Albrecht, who is up for like six different awards. Your hero, Carter.
I love Carter. He's not going to be there, is he? He's on tour.
What the hell was that?
Is he gone, Danny? Or is he making a special fly-in?
No, he's, I think, going from San Diego to Phoenix today. He's on tour with Eddie Brickell, yes.
Yeah, so he's up for everything.
I know. So he's
in a real band.
Best songwriter, best guitar player.
Singer.
Best musician overall.
Keyboardist.
Yeah.
He's up for everything. He doesn't belong in this city. Belongs in a big city, like New York.
Dallas is pretty big.
Not big enough for that kid. You're going to lose a band.
Well, I hope Sorda and Danny and Carter and all them win all the awards.
I do, too. And we don't know what we're presenting, do we? He didn't tell us that today.
Well, I hope we're presenting one of those.
I want to present best bass player. Surely they'll give us that.
And I do, too.
I bet we can swap with some people.
We have to hurry to get there.
You guys need to leave now.
We're supposed to be there?
8 o'clock?
No.
No. At first, Robert didn't know that, and he said, okay, I'm going to push you there at 8:30. And when he talked to you and I, we said, you know what? That's kind of pushing at 8:30.
Yeah, because we have to put on our tux.
He's going to push us till 9. I know. I've got to put on my bunny suit.
Right.
Well, I brought the diaper and the fur vest, so I'm ready.
I'm going hockey mask and chainsaw.
I'm just going with a sock.
Well, it's going to be a fun time. That's always a neat night.
$10,000.
And if anybody's not doing anything tonight, come down to the Gypsy Tea Room.
Yeah, come on down.
It'll be...
Don't even try to talk to us because we're in a very secured area. Right, Ron?
Right.
Yeah,
open to the masses, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
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 Don't be trying to talk to me and Ronner because we're going to be backstage.
Oh, yeah.
In a very secured area.
We'll be quarantined.
We've got no use for you.
Right.
But come out there and drink and have a good time.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.